The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Just want to say to any mothers that are listening, I don't care if Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink is good for me. I still like it.
Enjoy Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks. Everyone so good for everyone.
Snow's really coming down.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
You're home early. I haven't even started dinner.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better get home before the roads were too bad. Yeah. You know, they got snow plows going already.
Oh, really? Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, gracious, you look like a snowman.
Not the abominable snowman, dear.
Well, I hope not.
Well, I suppose the snow's going to make a mess tomorrow, but it certainly looks beautiful out now. Well, I'll go out and start dinner. You relax and read the paper, honey.
Okay, darling. What's the matter? Something wrong, Aunt Effie?
No. No. Well, I'll go out and help with the dinner.
Oh, well, okay. Think maybe I'll build a fire in the fireplace.
Oh, now look, Aunt Effie, you're going back in and sit down.
Oh, no. I'll peel the potatoes. Did you notice it?
Notice what?
Oh, well, I thought you noticed it or I wouldn't have said anything.
Notice what, Aunt Effie?
No, never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do not want to start anything. I thought you noticed it, too, and that's the only reason I mentioned it.
What are you talking about? Noticed what?
Not that I think it means anything, necessarily, but there it is. And if I were his wife, I certainly don't think that I would like it. And I would certainly ask how it got there.
Aunt Effie, what in the world are you talking about?
You didn't see the lipstick smeared all over his collar?
No. No, I didn't. But I'll certainly go look at it now.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new Minute Rub. You see, Minute Rub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And Minute Rub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linens. New Minute Rub is the modern, greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New Minute Rub. Try it out, will you?
Aunt Effie?
Yes?
Did you hear him go out again or something? He's not in the living room.
He said he was going in there to read the paper, maybe start a fire in the fireplace.
Oh, well, he probably went outside to get some wood.
What are you going to do? Just ask him where he got the lipstick on his shirt?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I don't know whether to say anything or not. I mean, look, I trust him, Aunt Effie. I mean, if he's got lipstick on his shirt, I'm sure it doesn't mean a thing. Just accidental, probably something that if I ask him about it, you know, we'll both laugh about it.
Well, that's up to you, dear. Personally, I don't think you can trust any man out of your sight.
Oh, well, I don't feel that way. I know there's nothing to this, my
goodness.
Well,
I don't think he's out getting wood. I hear somebody walking around upstairs.
Dear, where are you?
I'm upstairs. I'll be right down, darling. I'm changing my shirt. I'll be right down.
Well, changing his shirt, destroying the evidence.
Oh, Aunt Effie, he's probably just putting on a sports shirt so he's more comfortable.
You want to eat in the kitchen or the dining room?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Dining room. I guess it's dinner.
Well, if you get out of the kitchen instead of standing there daydreaming, I could get things ready a lot faster. sister.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fine, Aunt Effie. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I'll go on upstairs and just, well, I mean, you know, if the shirt has lipstick on it, maybe I'd better put it to silk. I mean, since I'm washing out a few things tomorrow,
yes.
You know.
All right, dear.
Dear, honey?
Oh, yeah?
Well, I just came upstairs. Are you putting on another white shirt?
Well, yes, I got to go out tonight. Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't. Why?
Well, I got a lodge meeting.
I thought your lodge meetings were always on Monday nights or Wednesday nights.
Yeah, well, they are, but this is a special committee meeting, really.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is this your dirty shirt?
Oh, look, I'll take it. Yeah,
no,
give it here, honey. I'll just put it in the laundry.
I'm going to wash a few things tomorrow, and I'll put in with a few things that I'm doing.
Well, you don't do my shirts anyway. They go to the laundry. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just... Goodness sakes, is this lipstick on the collar?
Huh? Oh, that, yes. It makes me so darn mad. I don't know how many times I get down to the office in the morning and here's this red smudge on my face or my tie or my mouth or the way it is right now on my collar. I mean, that's why I had to change my shirt.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I tried to wash it off at the office, but all I did was just make it worse.
Yes, it's very hard to get lipstick out.
Yeah, well, remember that, will you please, young lady, and be a little more careful, will you, when you kiss your husband goodbye in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, sure, dear, I know. But I didn't have any lipstick on this morning. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Well, why don't you answer?
I'm trying to figure out what to say. Oh, look, no, darling, I'm teasing, but really, you know, it just burns men up the way women are so careless about their lipstick. I mean, the guys were talking about it at lunch. You women get lipstick on everything.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, drinking glasses, for example. Sometimes at lunch, I guess that's what started the talk today. At lunch, you know, one of us will get a glass that still has a half circle of lipstick around the rim.
Well, that's the fault of the restaurant for not washing it properly.
Yeah, just the same, it's disgusting. And women are always getting lipstick smeared on spoons and forks and... Well, I tell you, it just looks awful.
Uh-huh. Well, forgetting all that for the moment.
Now, and another thing that really appalls men is the way women finish lunch in a restaurant, say, and then they wipe off their old lipstick on the napkin, you know, and then a woman puts on lipstick with her finger, see, and she takes hold of your arm, and you've got a red blob on your coat sleeve, which is how you got it on my sports jacket, by the way.
Oh, I say. Well, I'm very sorry. However,
yeah,
that's
not
what... Yeah,
a man wears a white suit, maybe, or a white jacket in the summertime, and it's a mess. You know, we go to a club dance, and my white coat is just a mess of different colored red smears. I mean, can't a girl dance with you without wiping her face all over your lapels?
Well, maybe you hold them too close.
Women have no respect for the fact that a man likes to look nice, too. I mean, he gets his hair combed just right, and the girl thinks nothing. He's just coming along and ruffling it up playfully. But heaven help him if he so much as touches one curl of her permanence.
Yes, well, now, instead of this lecture I'm getting, I would like to know, dear.
No, the girl would just throw herself into a man's lap regardless of the fact that he's just had his suit pressed that day.
What kind of girls do you know, anyhow?
I'm talking about girls in general.
Well, girls in general do not throw themselves on a man's lap, anyhow.
Oh, and another thing. Well, white shoe polish. You know, we go to dinner in the summertime, and you, if I got on a dark suit, you start playing footsies under the table, then I got white shoe polish all over my pants. Boy, I tell you...
It makes you mad.
Yes, it does. It makes me mad. Ah, well, there. Now, I'm all set. Honey, look, does this tie look all right?
Yes, fine. You're just going to a lodge meeting after dinner, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sure, of course. Well, shall we go back downstairs? I'd like to glance at the paper.
Come back here.
Huh?
Don't you want to tell me how you got the lipstick on your collar today? Look, I trust you. Really, I do. But Aunt Effie noticed it
Aunt
on your
Effie,
car.
That's right. Hey, I saw her staring at my collar, so she's the one who's got you all stirred up,
well,
huh?
No, but you know, I mean, well, I'm a little curious myself, and... Well, anyhow, I've got to tell Aunt Effie something. You know,
why do you have to tell Aunt Effie anything?
Because she noticed it, and I don't want her to think there's anything wrong. I mean, I trust you, but she doesn't, I guess, and you know how she is, dear. And I don't care, really. I mean, for goodness sakes, it's just as I told Aunt Effie. I said, I'm sure. You know, there is nothing to it.
That is right.
I mean, I know it's silly to even make something out of it.
That is right.
I mean, I know all that, but I still want to know who got the lipstick on your shirt.
Isabel Drexler.
She's only one of your idiotic women friends who always rushes up with this, oh, hello, darling, stuff, and flings her arms around you, leaves lipstick all over you, so you have to go around the rest of the day explaining.
Oh.
She's so darn mad. You know how that Isabel is.
Oh, I should say I do.
All right, then I trust that you understand.
I do, dear, I do. I understand everything except that Isabel Drexler has been in Venezuela since Christmas and won't be back until June.
Shall I mash the potatoes?
Yes. Yes, fine, Aunt Effie. I'll get out the salad dressing. I just don't know what I'm doing here. You know, it's just that he's never lied to me before. I mean, I'm just...
Well, maybe you should call this Isabel Drexler and see if she is back.
I did. I used the phone upstairs. She's not back.
Oh.
Point is, it's all very trivial, I'm sure. I mean, I know we're making something out of nothing, but I mean, it's just, you know, it's all so peculiar and so silly. Why should he lie to me?
I am not lying, boy. All is to do over nothing.
I am not speaking to you at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking to you. Honey, look, will you?
I don't blame her in the slightest.
Now, look, you do me a favor, Aunt Effie. Will you please just stay out of this? I mean, you started it, but let us finish it, huh?
I don't think you should talk to Aunt Effie like that.
What is the matter with everybody? Look, just because this stupid, silly, hysterical blonde with that crazy hat on looks like a washtub. It does, just like a washtub. Just because she flings herself at me, which was not my fault.
Blonde? Blonde? Oh, you don't mean Isabel Drexler. Honestly, you never get anybody's name right. Don't you mean Lily Bixler?
Lily Bixler? Oh, yeah, Lily Bixler. Yeah, what did I say? Bixler.
Honestly,
yeah, she's the one. Well, you know, with the crazy hat, always wears those silly-looking...
Yes, I always crazy. I'm sorry, darling. I am sorry,
of
course.
Oh, well, forget Bixler. Yeah, that's one. Well, look, forget it. What's just one of those crazy things? Look, could you get me some dinner? I got a lodge meeting. Now, step on it, will you?
Oh, goodness. I don't know what he sees in that Lily Bixler.
He doesn't see anything in her, Aunt Effie. Now, will you... Oh, you know, it's just the way Lily acts, and it's not his fault.
Mm.
Yeah, however, it just occurred to me that I don't even think it's Lily's fault.
What?
You know, I did have lipstick on this morning. I just thought. I was going to the market, you remember that?
What do you mean, dear?
I hugged him, and I got lipstick on his shirt one morning, and I thought, well, I just won't tell him. He'll be so hopping mad at me. But I can't remember if that was this morning or not. Good heavens, do you suppose after all this, it was my lipstick after
all? Well, why don't you ask him when he noticed it?
Aunt Effie, I'm going to drop the subject. Believe me, the smart woman is the one who knows when to keep quiet, and this is one of those times.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie, come on, dear, wash your hands. Now, dinner in 5 minutes.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out below par, take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as adults because X-Lax gives the relief you want the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter.